Arthur coming at you in 3, 2, 1.
Chrysanthemum Cliff, welcome to the program. You know what? I have a very good friend who says program, and I want to smack him every time he does that.
Is he British?
No, it's a Midwest thing. A lot of people say program here.
Really? Midwestern accents, man, are something. I'm from Utah initially, and so I have almost no accent. Like I'm one of those people that does not have much of an accent, except for the way I pronounce certain words. Like I'm a mountain and root person.
Wait, what?
Root.
Mountain and
like root, like, beer.
Oh,
I'm not a root person. It's just part of the gross place I grew up. But besides that, I do not have much of an accent. And when I lived in Michigan, I took a survey. We were leaving Target, and this girl came up to me and was like, she had that like far northern Minnesota accent, and she's like, hey, so I was wondering if you could come and take this survey. And I'm like, yeah, sure. And you know, like, she asked our name, and she's like, so are you from around here? And I'm like, no, I'm from Utah. She's like, oh, that can totally understand, because I could barely understand you with your accent. And I'm like, okay, sure. Yeah. I get it.
Wow.
Anyway, so wow. Program is not nearly as bad as it could be.
Yeah, I don't know. I just can't stand it. And I hear it on commercials here.
That's
I'm
so
in
funny.
Des Moines, Iowa. Currently, I love Des Moines. I'm blissfully happy.
Nice.
My whole life is perfect, and I'm happy about that, because it wasn't very awesome for a few months there.
Right.
Earlier this year.
This summer was rough, Heather. I'm 100% with you.
Yeah, it was not. It was a cruel summer, to quote Bananarama.
Absolutely.
But where was I even going with this?
We were going to talk about how you are a basic broad.
Right. Yes. Right. Okay. So, you know how on Facebook when the ads target you?
Yes. Yes.
I've been getting a lot of ads recently for Bed Bath & Beyond.
Okay.
And I don't totally hate it, because all of the things I would like to buy, and I'm going to show you, one of the things.
Okay.
That you will probably also want to buy, Pugopoly.
See, Pugopoly is hard for me, because I love pugs and I love dogs, but I hate Monopoly. So, I could get there, though.
We all, though, know someone who is fanatic about pugs.
Yes, that would be my brother.
Right. So that's a good gift-giving moment. Now, this is something that I want, and I am absolutely aware that it is not for me, but I want it. Okay. So imagine this thing that is targeted at new parents, but imagine it with a dog.
Okay. Oh my gosh. So I will describe this to you. It is a chair. And the chair next, oh man, this would be so perfect for my dog, though, because he's all broken and gimpy. It's a chair, and next to it is like a cradle attached to the chair. So you can put your kid down for like a nap in that chair. You could probably rock your kid to sleep in the chair you're sitting on. Just gently put them in the place next to them, covering a blanket, and they're perfect. But man, I could totally see you sitting in this chair, two chihuahuas snuggled up in a little blanket next to you, roaring fire. Hopefully you have a fireplace.
The whole thing rocks, and it's essentially a fabric rocking chair.
Oh my gosh, it rocks.
Yes. Oh. And next to it is like a sidecar of a little basket, essentially. And oh my gosh,
that's
amazing. Yeah, it's like $549, I think, which I don't care, it's worth it. It's all worth it,
right?
I
didn't know that Bed Bath and Beyond sold furniture. Oh my gosh, that is amazing. I love that so much. When I actually had a child that would fit in that thing, like my kid, I guess you could fold him up maybe now, but like that would have been amazing. That would have been absolutely amazing. Oh, I love it. Love it.
And then the third item from Bed Bath & Beyond. I mean, Bed Bath & Beyond really stepped up their beyond this year. This is COVID lifestyle specific, the new world we live in.
Sure.
And it's a stocking stuffer, I would say. But have you seen the Travel Jane female portable urinal?
I absolutely want to know, why is that targeting you, Heather? Why is that targeting anyone? Who is advertising? I don't want any details on that one. I do not need any details.
Well, I will say that I've been doing a lot of driving with my moves, and I don't always want to stop, go into a rest stop, touch things. Men can pull over to the side of the road and pretend to check the air in the tire.
Yeah.
When I do it, someone stops to try to help me.
Can I help, miss? You're like, no, I've got this. Thank you.
So this thing, I don't know. I love it. I would like to purchase one. They're $6.99.
Oh, yeah, no, totally.
I don't know why I haven't gotten one yet. I should have.
I mean, you've driven the entire length of the United States and then almost halfway back. So,
correct.
You know, I can see that. I can see that. That is very funny. So now, while you were showing me the things that were targeted to you, I just sent you a text with something that was actually targeted to Bright and Mary Brooke. And I was hoping that you could describe this monstrosity, but it's a monstrosity from Nordstrom's. So it's a very, very expensive monstrosity. What you are actually describing is so those are like $75, $80. Those are gloves. So we're going to start with gloves.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. $740. So it's essentially like imagine a superhero cape that's attached to like rubber gloves that you wash dishes with. And for some reason, they have like a very wavy, like 12-year-old girl looking model sporting this, looking very bored. But the most alarming part, I think, is that it's $740, and then they're like, oh, or as low as $67 a month with a firm. Like, really, you would want to put this on easy pay.
I just love that you could put that outfit that model is wearing on a character in a horror movie, and they could, like, step out of a door, and you just go, oh, no.
Well, you could tell that the model is ashamed to be involved with this, because in every photo, her head's cut off.
I don't know.
It's like when you send nudes to your new boyfriend and there's no face on it, because you're just like, I'm not sure if this is a good idea.
She got targeted with that this morning on Facebook, and she sent it to me. I'm like, what else have you been looking at, honey? It's not good. It's not good. Mm-hmm. All right. You want to talk about something that is good?
Is it a movie?
It is a movie. I've watched so many Christmas movies this year, Heather. Like, I am not even kidding you. So, like, part of the great part of my job is that I work East Coast time now, but still live in Seattle. And so, like, I'm off every day by, like, 3:30 or 4. So it is not unusual for me to, like, just get off work and Brooke and I will sit down and just watch a Christmas movie, like, pre-dinner, and then watch another two after dinner. I have watched so many terrible Christmas movies, and we don't talk about terrible Christmas movies on this, but I've seen so many bad ones, Heather, like, so many bad ones. I almost want to warn people, because there are some things that are trending in the Netflix, like, top 15 that are not good.
Well, instead of warning people, just stick to the movies that we talk about.
That's what we're so Xmas stamp of approval. I should get a stamp. Anyway, this is one that you absolutely 100% need to watch, because it's like probably closer to home than any movie you ever will have seen in your entire life. Okay. It's called Midnight at the Magnolia, and I'm going to read you. Yeah. I'm going to read you the description from the IMDb. Longtime friends and local radio hosts Maggie and Jack fake it as a couple for their families and listeners in hope of getting their show syndicated.
Wow.
It's incredible. So Maggie and Jack are people, they've known each other forever. Like, I mean, they went to probably like elementary and junior high school together, have always been really good friends. And they ended up getting a radio show, like a radio morning show that is kind of like talky with like a lot of like relationship stuff in it. And they're doing really, really well. And so some like a satellite radio dude comes and wants to offer them a syndication deal. So they kind of start trialing it. And the what turns out, though, is that their dads own a jazz club together called the Magnolia. And because of, you know, like jazz isn't doing as well as it has in the past, whatever, it's kind of, you know, facing hard times. So they decide what they're going to do is put on a show at the Magnolia and like do a big relationship reveal, like who they are seeing at this show, because they don't talk about the people they're in relationships with. And so they both get dumped at the same time. And so what they decide they're going to do is pretend to be a couple, so that they can like make a big splash and, you know, save their dad's jazz club, but also, you know, get this big syndication deal, because it's always been their dream.
Well, they don't have any options at this point because they're about to make the reveal. They don't have anything
Absolutely.
To say. So they have to do that. Okay. And then I'm assuming they fall in love
of
with each other.
Of course they fall in love with each other, Heather. Absolutely. Well, and it's even a little more complicated than that. It's that Jack is kind of clueless and doesn't realize that Maggie has always been in love with him.
Of course.
And so, you know, he's Jack. He's, you know, kind of a player. You know, he never dates a girl for longer than 3 weeks. And Maggie has always been pining for him. And, you know, he kind of he asked her to, like, they were going to go to a prom as friends. And then at the last minute, because he thought they were just going as friends, he got another date and kind of dumped her. And so she has like some kind of like hostility towards the idea of, you know, him as a relationship in the first place. Cause she, you know, they're best friends, but she doesn't really quite trust him. And, you know, there's twists and turns, but yeah, it ends great. And it's really like, it was, even though I was just kind of, you know, like I worked at a radio station, but I was kind of like radio adjacent. Like I bet you will watch this show and just go like, oh my gosh, this is like watching some weird version of my life. It was really good. And just like cute and funny and well acted. Like it was very enjoyable to see. So Midnight at the Magnolia, it's on Netflix. I've been watching a lot of Netflix Christmas, and they're very high quality. Like I think Netflix, Netflix Christmas movies, I don't want to say they're better than a Hallmark movie Christmas, but a lot of them are really good. So definitely check out Midnight at the Magnolia. It was fun. I think you particularly would very much like it. And any of our like old radio friends that watched it would also probably really enjoy it. So check that out.
You know who I think would enjoy it too? Jane and Jamie and Sally.
Absolutely. I assume they all have Netflix. If not, they could use my Netflix. We're good friends. We could share Netflix. So check it out. Yes. It's good. Midnight of the Magnolia.
Excellent. What are we going to talk about tomorrow, Chrysanthemum Cliff?
So I have a great gift giving idea, if that is all right, that I would like to talk about. It's the perfect, like, you know how you have those people on your list who you don't mind spending a little money on, but you don't really know them well enough to like buy them something extremely personal. Like you have those people, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, like I have my great uncle. Like I have not seen that dude in, I don't know, since 1996. 95, you know, so it's been a hot minute, but you know, he's my great uncle. We always give gifts and we have forever. Like he's that guy for me. And so we usually send him like, you know, Harry and David's or something. And so like any of your relatives that you'd buy Harry and David for, I think this will make a good present for.
Awesome. I love that. I kind of feel like you should start out the Christmas letter by saying, I've changed a little bit since eighth grade graduation when we last met.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, maybe sometime I'll end up, I think they live in Tennessee. Maybe I'll be chugging through Tennessee sometime and stop by, because I have not seen them in a long time. So yeah, it's good. You have anything you want to chat about, or is that,
we can't tell them everything.
Okay. Sorry. I forget how foreshadowing works.
Oh my goodness.